Stealing the show. It's the winner's way to go. It's the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, episode 247.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason why you're here.
Hey there, Tony here, and it is the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, as I mentioned at the beginning, and it is 247. And I'm going to get right into it because you may be thinking, oh, he's talking about stealing the show. What's he talking about? Well, I'm going to talk a little bit today about, or this episode, might not be daytime where you are, now that I think about it. Anyway, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I do, some of the stuff I do and have done for a long time. And I'm not talking about stealing a show as far as I'm concerned. I'm talking about it as far as you're concerned. Are you doing that? Are you stealing a show? Well, good if you are. I recently watched a documentary about Steve McQueen. You remember him, right? Steve McQueen, King of Cool. It's funny how they called him the King of Cool and he was McQueen. But I digress. Anyway, an internet marketer I know who makes suggestions like this, and they're almost always good stuff. He suggested watching a Steve McQueen documentary, so I did. And there was a section in the video that talked about how Steve was cast in the movie The Magnificent Seven. I like that movie. But he wasn't billed as the star. Yul Brynner was the lead actor. If you don't know who that was, he was, I believe, a Russian-born actor, more famous for his bald head than he was earlier on when he had hair. Anyway, I'm moving along here. But most people, and I think especially guys, would probably tell you McQueen was the star of that movie, but it was actually Yul Brynner who was cast as the lead actor. But Steve kept stealing the show with some of his subtle and probably not so subtle on-screen moves. In fact, I think he made Yul Brynner mad, if I remember right, in the documentary. But anyway, I keep saying anyway, don't I? Well, make your mark by stealing the show, too. And that's no matter what show you're in. You can make your mark. And Steve McQueen didn't just market himself. You know, there's a difference between making your mark and marketing yourself. Steve made his mark with coolness and certain looks and confidence in his abilities. Now, you don't have to be a movie star to make your mark, and you don't have to depend on how cool and confident or how good-looking you are, thank goodness. It wouldn't work for me so much. These days, stealing the show can be as simple as showing more enthusiasm than your competition. There's a lot of people out there that sound pretty dull with what they're doing. Or you could show more empathy for your audience or your clients or your customers, or just doing something others aren't doing in your niche. And I have a suggestion, like audio branding. Well, of course, Tony, you know, you write music, you sing, of course you're going to talk about audio branding. Well, yeah, that's why I'm making this podcast episode, because it's part of what I do. And I don't talk about what I do very often. I talk about other things that kind of are on the outskirts of what I do, but I'm getting right to it. Now, you don't have to have a clever, catchy jingle. You don't have to produce something like that. You know, like all those famous ones you might remember from when you were growing up. But you do need something memorable, something to steal attention from your competitors. And if you're not sure where or how to get that going, well, like I said, it's something I can probably help you with. I love to write songs, and I love to write with a purpose in mind. And you'd be amazed at what I could take and make it rhyme and make it memorable. So all you got to do is ask, and you might receive. And that's all I wanted to say on this episode of the Rhyme and Reason Podcast, just talking a little bit about stuff that I do with music that could maybe help you in your efforts online to make millions and millions of dollars, okay? So you can, there's some links in the article that coincides with this at tonyfunderburk.com/stealing-the-show, stealing the show. And while you're there, you might as well jump on their one-of-a-kind Rhyme and Reason bandwagon. You can get my latest words and music and voice delivered right to your inbox instead of having to go looking for them. If that's what you do, you save some time. And by the way, you'll get some free music in a book right away. Your kids will love it. And you might even get a kick out of it too. Be sure to share this with all your friends and family and other business owners and, well, you know, basically everybody. I mean, don't keep all this good stuff to yourself, right? Okay. So with that said, I would like to remind you, as always, there is a rhyme and reason to life because God made you.
There's a rhyme.